I didn't first off, I'd like to say thank you very much for this privilege of allowing me to come up here and give a lesson. It's an honor. My lesson this morning will be putting Christ first in our lives. And I'd like to start off by reading you Matthew 6:33. That's Matthew 6:33. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. That, to me, epitomizes what we should be doing. We should have Christ first in our lives and be seeking the kingdom of heaven. Now, I'd like to speak to you about two things today. Why we need to put Christ first. How do we do that? Because He is our Savior. Because Christ is our Savior, we need to put Him first in our lives. And we read about that in Romans 5, 7 through 9. Romans 5, 7 through 9. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet perhaps for a good man someone would even dare to die. But God demonstrates His own love toward us, in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, having now been justified by His blood, we shall be saved from wrath through Him. That seems like a good reason for me to put Christ first in our lives, to be saved from wrath. We're justified by Christ. How about because He so loves us? Let us read from John 15, 9 through 10. John 15, 9 through 10. As the Father loved me, I also have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in His love. I'd also like to read to you from Ephesians 5, 1 through 2. Ephesians 5, 1 through 2. Therefore, be imitators of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also has loved us, and given Himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling aroma. That seems like a good reason to put Christ first in our lives, doesn't it? He first loved us. Wretched, broken creatures, sinful people we are. Christ gave Himself as an offering for us. And thirdly, Christ is eternal life, and sin is death, separation from God. I'd like to read to you from Jeremiah 21:8. Jeremiah 21:8. Now you shall say to this people, thus says the Lord, behold, I set before you the way of life and the way of death. And I'd also like to read to you from Romans 6, 22 through 23. Romans 6, 22 through 23. But now, having been set free from sin and having become slaves of God, you have your fruit to holiness and the end, everlasting life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. If we want life, eternal life, we must put Christ first in our lives. And I'd like to read to you from 2 Timothy 1, 9 through 11. Who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to His own purpose and grace, which was given to us in Christ Jesus before time began, but has now been revealed by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who has abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. And then fourthly, we will be held accountable. We must put Christ first in our lives, for we will be held accountable. And we read about this in 2 Corinthians 5:10. 2 Corinthians 5:10. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive the things done in the body according to what he has done, whether good or bad. And I'd also like to read to you a little further down, 2 Corinthians 5:13 through 15. For if we are beside ourselves, it is for God. Or if we are of sound mind, it is for you. For the love of Christ compels us, because we judge thus, that if one died for all, then all died, and he died for all, that those who live should live no longer for themselves, but for him who died for them and rose again. Our lives are no longer ours. They belong to Christ. We need to put Christ first. He needs to be the number one priority of our lives daily, every minute of every day. Not just when we come to worship on Sunday. Our lives are no longer our own. They're Christ's. And I'd like to read to you from Philippians 2, 9 through 10. Philippians 2, 9 through 10. Therefore, God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of those in heaven and of those on earth and of those under the earth. We need to put Christ first in our lives because, as we just read, every knee will bow to Christ. Do you want to bow with love, knowing you served Jesus Christ? Or bow with sadness, knowing you didn't follow him? We need to put Christ first because he is our Savior. He so loves us. He continues to love us despite our wretched, sinful nature. He is eternal life. And sin is separation and death from him, and we will be held accountable. How do we put Christ first? We need to seek him. And we read about this in Colossians 3, 2 through 3. Colossians 3, 2 through 3. Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth, for you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. We must constantly seek to put Christ first in our lives, to seek heaven. We cannot be satisfied with becoming complacent. Whether you've taken Christ as your Lord and Savior yet or not, or you already have, we still need to continue every minute of every day to have Christ as our number one priority in our lives. Obey him. By obeying him, you put Christ first in your life. And I'd like to read to you from 1 Samuel 12:14. 1 Samuel 12:14. If you fear the Lord and serve him and obey his voice and do not rebel against the commandment of the Lord, then both you and the king who reigns over you will continue following the Lord your God. If we put Christ first in our lives, we'll obey him. We'll not rebel against his commandments. We will heed his commandments every day if he is truly the priority in our lives. We must serve him. And I'd like to read to you from Romans 14:17-19. Romans 14:17-19. For the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. For he who serves Christ in these things is acceptable to God and approved by men. Therefore, let us pursue the things which make for peace and the things by which one may edify another. If we put Christ first, if Christ is our first priority, we're going to seek him. We're going to constantly seek heaven. We will obey him. We will keep his commandments as best we can, humanly possible, every day of our lives. And we will serve him. We will seek to be righteous, and we will seek to edify one another. If we put Christ first, we will be imitators of him. If Christ is the priority in our lives, if we put him first in our lives, we will be imitators of him. I'd like to read to you from Ephesians 5:1. Ephesians 5:1. Therefore, be imitators of God as dear children. Think about that. Dear children, as a child will emulate the environment it's in. They pick up things that they're around. It starts out small and then it gets bigger. It develops as the child grows. We're no different. If we put Christ first in our lives and seek to be in a godly, Christ-driven priority life, we're going to imitate him. We're going to pick up on things. It might start small, but it's going to grow and become larger. If Christ is the number one priority in our lives, we're going to put ourselves in that environment and we're going to grow in it. If Christ is the number one priority in our lives, we put him first in our lives, we will be salt and light. I'd like to read to you from Matthew 5, 12 through 7. Matthew 5, 12 through 7. You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? It is then good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men. And I'd like to pause there a minute. Think about salt. It's salty. If you have a small bowl of beans and you throw a handful of salt in there, it's pretty gross. The salt, you can taste it. It's there. It overwhelms the beans. It overwhelms it. Is Christ overwhelming in your life? Is Christ the number one priority in your life where He overwhelms it to where He takes over everything? Are we being salt and affecting the things around us to where we're overwhelming it? Are we rubbing off on everything else? And I'd like to continue at verse 14 of Matthew 5. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. If we seek to put Christ first in our lives, we will be a light. No matter how great or small, light shines. If you go out in the middle of the night when it's dark, you light a match, even that small little match, that little flare, it seems pretty bright because your eyes were adjusted to the dark. We're called to be a light that so shines before men they may see our good works and glorify our Father in heaven. It doesn't just mean one day a week, 2 days a week, 4 days a week, 6 days a week. Every minute of every hour of every day, we need to let our light so shine before men. We need to have Christ first in our lives. Have Him be the number one priority so that our light so shines before men. We need to shine. And if we have Christ first in our lives, if we have Him be our number one priority, we will bear fruit. And I'd like to read to you from John 15. John 15, 1 through 8. John 15, 1 through 8. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, He takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, He prunes, that it may bear more fruit. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me, and I in him, bears much fruit. For without me you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered. And they gather them and throw them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, so you will be my disciples. If we put Christ first in our lives, we will be His disciples. We will seek Him, we will obey Him, we will serve Him. We will be imitators of Him, we will be salt and light. And our lives will show that. But if He's not priority in our lives, if something else comes first, our lives will show that too. And I'd like to read to you from Proverbs 24, 11 through 12. Proverbs 24, 11 through 12. Deliver those who are drawn toward death and hold back those stumbling to the slaughter. If you say, surely we did not know this, does not he who weighs the heart consider it? He who keeps your soul, does he not know it? And will he not render to each man according to his deeds? If we put Christ in our lives, if we know His love, we know how much He loves us and that He saved us, wretched, sinful creatures that we are, we're obligated to reach out to others too and to pull them away from their sinful way, which we, as we know, leads to separation from God. There's no excuse. You can't say, oh, I didn't know I was supposed to do that. God knows. He is our King. He is God. And we will be held accountable. And that leads into my fourth subject I'd like to talk to you about. If we put Christ first in our lives, we will instruct others of His Word. And I'd like to read to you from Mark 16:15. Mark 16:15. And he said to them, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." And I'd also like to read to you 2 Timothy 3:16-17. "All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work." If we put Christ first in our lives, we're going to go unto the whole world, whether we reject it or not, and we will preach the word. We will tell them of the saving gospel, salvation in Christ. We're going to be a light to the world. And we need to be a light to each other. We have to be careful and not be complacent. For as we know, the doctrine, all scripture is given for reproof. That applies to each one of us. We must be ready to reprove one another, to instruct one another, every minute of every hour of our lives. Not just a few days a week, not even a month. Our entire life. And I'd like to read to you 2 Timothy 4:2-3. "Preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and teaching. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers." Here we receive the command. We need to convince, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and teaching. We need to do that not only with ourselves, but with others, not only with fellow brethren in Christ, but with those of the world. If we're putting Christ first in our lives, we'll do that. But if you're not putting Christ in your life, are you going to be ready this very moment, if you see an opportunity or a need, to exhort somebody, to lift them up? Are you going to be ready? If you're putting Christ first in your life, if He is the number one priority, you will be ready to lift somebody up, to exhort somebody, or if they're doing wrong, whether it's maliciously or innocently, you'll be ready to rebuke them, to correct them with long-suffering and teaching. If you put Christ first in your life, you'll be able to do that. But if Christ isn't the number one priority, if something else comes first, you're going to miss those opportunities that come your way. We need to be ready in season and out of season, for when God opens that door, for whatever opportunity may come, to grab it, rip it open, jump on it. Don't just stand idly by and be complacent. If we put Christ first in our lives, we will be imitators of Him. We will be salt and light that affects things around us. We will bear fruit. We will instruct others of His word. And I'd like to talk to you about people who put Christ first. Stephen. Think of Stephen. We all know the story of Stephen who was martyred. And we read about that in Acts 7:54-60. And I'd like to read that to you. Acts 7:54-60. "When they heard these things, they were cut to the heart, and they gnashed at him with their teeth. But he, being full of the Holy Spirit, gazed into heaven and saw the glory of God, and Jesus standing at the right hand of God, and said, 'Look, I see the heavens opened, and the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of God.' Then they cried out with a loud voice, stopped their ears, and ran at him with one accord. And they cast him out of the city and stoned him. And the witnesses laid down their clothes at the feet of a young man named Saul. And they stoned Stephen as he was calling on God and saying, 'Lord Jesus, receive my spirit.' Then he knelt down and cried out with a loud voice, 'Lord, do not charge them with this sin.' And when he had said this, he fell asleep." Here's a man who had Jesus, had Christ, had put Christ first in his life. Christ was a priority to him. He was the number one priority. They told him not to preach the gospel. That's why he was before them. He spoke the truth. despite the price. He didn't matter people's opinions. He didn't matter that he was dying. He knew the goal. He knew what he had to do. He knew he had to put Christ first, and he did it. And I'd also like to read to you Peter and John when they were brought before the Sanhedrin in Acts 4:18-22. And they called them and commanded them not to speak at all, nor teach in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John answered and said to them, "Whether it is right in the sight of God to listen to you more than to God, you judge. For we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard." So when they had further threatened them, they let them go, finding no way of punishing them because of the people, since they all glorified God for what had been done. For the man who was over 40 years old, on whom this miracle of healing had been performed. Peter and John put Christ first in their lives. Christ serving him, obeying him, was priority, number one priority. They didn't care that the leading order, the Sanhedrin, commanded them to not do this. Are we to obey God or men? What is better? And I'd like to read to you now of some people who did not put Christ first in their lives and the consequences of it. The rich young ruler in Luke 18:18-23, which we read this morning in Gary's Bible lesson. Now a certain ruler asked him, saying, "Good teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?" So Jesus said to him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good but one that is God. You know the commandments. Do not commit adultery, do not murder, do not steal, do not bear false witness. Honor your father and your mother." And he said, "All these things I have kept from my mouth." So when Jesus heard these things, he said to him, "You still lack one thing. Sell all that you have and distribute to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven, and come follow me." But when he heard this, he became very sorrowful, for he was very rich. This poor young man did not have Christ as the number one priority in his life. For if he had, he would have gladly given up that he had and followed Christ. It had become his idol. It became his number one priority. Christ was not his number one priority. And so he went away, sad. And well, it was. Now I'd like to read to you of Ananias and Sapphira, Acts 5:1-10. But a certain man named Ananias with Sapphira his wife sold a possession, and he kept back part of the proceeds, his wife also being aware of it, and brought a certain part and laid it at the apostles' feet. But Peter said, "Ananias, why has Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Spirit and keep back part of the price of the land for yourself? While it remained, was it not your own? And after it was sold, was it not in your own control? Why have you conceived this thing in your heart? You have not lied to men, but to God." Then Ananias, hearing these words, fell down and breathed his last. So great fear came upon all those who heard these things. And the young men arose and wrapped him up, carried him out, and buried him. Now it was about 3 hours later when his wife came in, not knowing what had happened. And Peter answered her, "Tell me, whether you sold the land for so much?" And she said, "Yes, for so much." Then Peter said to her, "How is it that you have agreed together to test the Spirit of the Lord? Look, the feet of those who have buried your husband are at the door, and they will carry you out." Then immediately she fell down at his feet and breathed her last. And the young men came in and found her dead. And carrying her out, they buried her by her husband. Christ wasn't put first in their lives. Their selfishness and greed was. They were not commanded to sell their property and give the proceeds away. They, on their own free will, their own volition, they did it. And their greed and selfishness to keep a portion of it took precedence over Christ, being truthful and honest. They could have just said, oh, we sold land for this much. Here's this much for keeping this. We need the money. They didn't do that. They lied. They were dishonest. And what was the price? Death. They died. And maybe separation from God. I don't know. But I do know Christ was at number one priority in their lives, and they did not put Him first. They did not obey Him. They did not serve Him. How precious is Jesus to us? And I'd like to read to you from Matthew 13, 44 through 46. Matthew 13, 44 through 46. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field, which a man found and hid, and for joy over it, he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant seeking beautiful pearls, who, when he had found one pearl of great price, went and sold all he had and bought it. How precious is Christ to us? Are we willing to give anything and or everything that prevents us from putting Christ first in our lives? Are we willing to give it up? Are we willing to even just knock it down a few brackets? Maybe put it in fourth or fifth place? Whether it be going out, playing a ball game, watching a TV program, work. Are we willing to, whatever the cost, put Christ first in our lives and everything that goes with that? How precious is Jesus to us? There is only one way to heaven, and that is through Jesus Christ. And we read that in Matthew 7, 21 through 23. Matthew 7, 21 through 23. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. I don't know about you, but I don't ever want to hear that. For if I hear those words, I know I will be separated from God. I don't want that. I'd like to read to you from Ecclesiastes 12:13. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is man's all. So if we're putting Christ first in our lives, if He is the number one priority over everything, we will keep His commandments. We will live for Him every minute of every hour of every day of our lives. Now, I'd like to invite anybody here that maybe hasn't put Christ first in their lives, have open ears. And we learn about faith from Romans 10:17, and it quotes, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. We learn about belief in John 8:24. Therefore I say to you that you will die in your sins, for if you do not believe that I am He, you will die in your sins. We learn about repentance in Acts 2:38. Then Peter said to them, repent, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remissions of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. We learn the importance of confession. Matthew 10:32. Therefore, whoever confesses me before men, him I will also confess before my Father who is in heaven. We learn about baptism, the importance of it, in Galatians 3:26-27. For you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. hear, believe, repent, confess, be baptized. That's a big part, putting Christ first in your lives. And I hope that God opens your heart and mind and you accept His invitation.